After 5 weeks of not working or working without pay, federal workers are going through their usual Monday morning routine today. The government is back open, though it's unclear when those workers will be paid. The White House has only said it will be in the coming days. I spoke with TSA officer Juan Casares earlier this morning. He works at Sky Harbor. He's also president of AFGE TSA Local 1250. That's the union serving Arizona and Nevada officers. And Casares told me he and his fellow officers are not celebrating right now because the deal to reopen the government is only temporary until February 15th.
They're not happy. They're very professional workers. They understand the mission and to protect the traveling public. Still holding us hostage for their political, purposes. It's not something that they're really happy about.
What was it like for you, and what was it like for some of your coworkers going a couple of pay periods without getting paid and still having to go to work?
Not nice. The stress level was high. They were wondering where's the next paycheck, how can they afford their bills, and how were they going to come up with anything that they needed to pay. I mean, I went around the whole airport asking them and trying to get a sense of what they were all, and I guess they were all the same boat. They were saying they were not happy with the whole thing that happened. This should have never happened.
Well, so what do you try to do, or what can you try to tell them? I mean, you're in a leadership position there, but you're also dealing with many, if not all, of the same issues that, that your members are dealing with. What do you try to tell them, or how do you try to help them to get through all that?
Well, I try to be positive. I let them know that there's going to be a solution. I'm pretty sure they'll get back pay. It's just a time. It's a matter of when. I try to let them understand that we as a union are doing as best as we can to reach out to the politicians to come to an agreement. I've been on phone calls with some of the congressmen. I've been meeting with some of the congressmen, and they said that they know, they feel, they understand, but still it's just not knowing. I think that's where they're more concerned is. Come February 15th, what's next? They're happy they were back to work and getting paid again, but we don't know.
Given that uncertainty, what are you doing and what are your colleagues doing to maybe sort of prepare yourselves for potentially going through this again in 3 weeks?
Well, I do tell them that this is lessons to be learned. We have to kind of prepare ourselves for this, and we tell them that hopefully we have the food banks are remaining open just in case. Some people are actually just gearing up to save a little bit on the side, but I have my son that works for TSA, and I have a daughter-in-law that works for TSA and her two sisters. I hear from them. They're angry at the whole situation. Everybody's angry. Like I said before, this should have never happened. You put people's lives at stake. People need an income to support themselves. So we're kind of gearing up. We're trying to find out what's going on with this. Just waiting.
That was Juan Casares, a Phoenix TSA officer and local union president, talking about the uncertainty around temporary government funding for federal workers.